Okay, today is Daf Lamed Zayin. We're on Lamed Vav and Beis. I would say about 2, 4, 6, 8 lines in the bottom. No, more than that. Yeah, 8 lines in the bottom. Second word, Shila. Shila Baravina, Ovid of the Kavase de Rav. Shila Baravina, Paskin like Rav. That what? He Paskin like Rav, that a woman who's having labor pains, and she sees during her Zmei Ziva, she becomes a nida for one day. That was Rav's unique shita. She becomes a nida for one day. So kinoch nafshe derav, it's like a little gadata, so a little bit. Kinoch nafshe derav, when Rav was on his deathbed, amaleila Rav Asi, he told Rav Asi, zil tzat, amaleila Rav Asi, yeah, he told Rav Asi, zil, where am I? Zil tzaine, go tell Rav Avina that I changed my mind. Okay, go tell him that I took it back. Velo tayit, and if he doesn't want to listen, then garye, really talk him and really try to convince him. Really talk to him. Who suffer gadi amale? Rav Asi thought that Rav told him, and if he doesn't listen, put him in cheirum. Okay. Basar noach nafshi. After he died, after Rav died, amale hadar bach, the hadar be Rav. You should change your psak because Rav changed his psak. Right? Amalei, imisa dehadar bay, if it's true that Rav changed his psak, lididi havi amalei. He would have told it to me. Lo tzayis, I'm not doing it. Therefore, God, yeah, he put him in cheirum. So he's standing there, he hears, he puts him in cheirum. Amalei, lo, mistafi mar, midelektaza, aren't you afraid of the fire? Like, you know, put it today. Putting someone in cheirum, no small. Put him in cheirum, right? But you're not a little bit. You're so brazen to put me in cheirum like that. Amalei, I know East. Listen to this. I know Isi ben Yehuda. I'm Isi ben Yehuda. Do Isi ben Gur Aryeh. Do Isi ben Gamliel. Do Isi ben Mahalalel. All these. It's all me. A lot of different names. Asisa dinachasha. I'm like a iron mortar, the loshala be rikva. That's not gonna break. It's amalei. So Shila Barvina says back to him, I know Barvina bekuza de parzala. I'm like a an iron eye pestle, right? The mistabra sisa de nakasha that could break the copper mortar. In other words, not afraid of you. Anyway, chala shavasi. Ravasi got sick. So Ailuye Bechamime, whenever it was hot, Apke Mikrire, he wasn't cold. And Ayule Mikrire, when he got cold, Apke Chamime, he wouldn't get hot. No, he was sick.
It was a fever.
Noch Nafshe Dravasi. He passed away. He died. Amal Azal Shila. So Shila went. Amal, listen to this. Amal the Bitu said to his wife, Zavitzli Zavdasa, prepare for me my shrouds. Go get my shrouds. The Lolazel. So he shouldn't go, Rabasi. Velemale l'Rav mili iluve. He shouldn't get the Shemayim before me. He shouldn't go tell Rav what happened without me having a chance to say my piece. You hear this? Tzavita le zavdasa. She brought him his shrouds. Noach nafshe de Shila. Shila died. And chazu de parcha asam ehai puria lahai puria. And they saw that there was a hadasim. Hadasim branches that were flying from one coffin to the other coffin at the funeral. Rashi says there was a minog to put hadassim on the coffin. So they were flying back and forth. Amri, everyone said, Shmamina of the Urbanim Paisa, up in Shemayim, the Urbanim made peace. Okay?
I think
yeah.
How did they know what? There's only two people who wrote Rav,
Vasa. How do you know the story? Right. That's a good question. Okay. That's it for the easy part. Yeah, it's
because
all.
He probably told his wife.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
And the wife told the rest of the world.
No, he made a mistake.
Huh?
The Gemara tells me he made a mistake.
Who?
Ravasi made a mistake. How do we know Ravasi made a mistake in your first place?
Because he died.
What do you mean? So therefore?
He told us.
Everyone dies.
What?
Everyone dies.
No, he dies right there after the curse. After the.
Okay, next. We got to move. Boy, okay, we'll try to do this as slow as possible. This is not easy today. Ready? Boy, Rava. Rava asks the following question. koshi. If a woman sees dam, if a woman sees dam during pregnant, during leda, koshi means it's difficult. She's having labor pains and she bleeds. Koshi. Mahu shit. By the way, this woman is in her Zayin Yemei Nikiyim. She had seen dam the week before. She's counting Shiva Nikiyim. During her Shiva Nikiyim, she starts to bleed. And she bleed. So does the bleeding uproot her Shiva Nikiyim? The labor, does the labor uproot her Shiva Nikiyim? That's the question. You hear this? Koshi, mau shetistor beziva. Does the labor uproot her Shiva Nikiyim? Okay? What are the two sides of the suffix? Davar hamatame soser. Only something that can be matame her uproots it. If she's doing Shiva Nikiyim and she touches a sheretz, that doesn't uproot her Shiva Nikiyim. She's tame now for a day. That's nothing to do with Shiva Nikiyim. Why? Because a sheretz can't cause her to be a zava. Right? So the only thing that can uproot Shiva Nikiyim are things that can make her have Shiva Tuba. Right? There, Baha'i Nami. Now, labor pain, labor bleeding, will cause her to be an Ida. That's for sure true. Right? It won't cause her to be a Ziva. O Dilma, or maybe, Dover Hagorim Soser. Only something that causes you to be a Zava. The high law of Gorimu. This is not something that causes you to be a Zava. Right? As says Rashi, last wide line, Lidei Ziva in Rasa Shalosh. If you see pregnancy, if you see labored blood for 3 days in a row, it will not make you into a Zava. V'hai lav gorimu, delo asu ba lidei Ziva. It's not going to bring you to Ziva. It's very simple. So therefore, it will not uproot her Shiva Nikiyim. Even though there's blood coming out of her body, there's a baby coming out. It's not going to uproot her Shiva Nikiyim, because labor, we learned that already, will not make her into a Zava.
What does it mean by Dover Hagorim Sosin? What Dover is that?
What the Dover is, Dam coming out of her body for 3 consecutive days. But we've already said, we know, the Gemara knows the rule. Let's say a regular woman, she hasn't gone into labor. And you know, you hear these stories of she's in labor for 4 days. This woman's in labor for 4 days, and she bleeds for 3 straight days. Does she become a Zava? The answer is, she does not become a Zava. Why not? She had 3 days in a row. The answer is because it's loaded out of a pasuk. Only blood that comes, machmas Zava, and not machmas Leda. So bleeding, because you're labor pain, labor bleeding, during a woman, will not cause her to be a Zava. If it won't cause her to be a Zava, it won't uproot her into Shiva Nikiyim count.
But in the reckless,
they go hand in hand.
But in a reckless situation,
yeah,
a person who is now in Leda in Blitza 2 days, if she have had a week ago, the only thing that could have caused was not a Zava, but it was labor itself.
Why?
Because a person in labor, it does not become a Zava.
It's exactly the point.
No, a person who's pregnant,
yeah,
could very readily become a Zava.
Tomorrow, the day after that, the Gemara is going to say that Zava is not normal. It's not normal. It shouldn't be that when a woman is clean and she's fine, that she sees Dam. It shouldn't be like that. Now, every woman has a period. Every woman becomes Tame. No question about it. But there's the time of the month where she's good. There are 11 days where it's good. What's she seeing now for? It's abnormal. Since it's abnormal, she's coming for 7 days, she has to bring a carbon. Not normal. Right? It's not a normal thing now. Right? Makes sense. During Leda, it's also not normal. Now, it's very normal to bleed. You won't find a woman who doesn't. Right? One in a million of these cases, you won't find the majority of women, when they're having Leda, they bleed. Right? I don't know how normal it is to have Leda for 3 days. It's a little much. You have these stories, a little much though. 3 days is a little much. But she has for 3 days. Says the Gemara, that doesn't make you into a Zava. Why not? Because Zava means it happens by itself, not because you're pregnant. What happened 2 weeks before that? It's irrelevant. Okay? It doesn't make a difference. Okay? So, again, since bleeding during Leda will not make her into a Zava, it won't uproot her count. That's what the Gemara says right now. Amalei Abaya, Ones Bezav Yochiach. Ones Beziva. Ones by a man will prove you wrong. Why? She'ena Goreim V'Soser. It's not Goreim and it's Soser. What does that mean? A man, can a man become a zav from having one re'iyah? The answer is no. He needs two. Right? He needs two re'iyahs. So one re'iyah does not make him a zav. Two re'iyahs does make him a zav. So he got two re'iyahs, they're counting shiv and akiyim. The man, during his shiv and akiyim, he sees a re'iyah. Does it uproot his shiv and akiyim? It was yes. I couldn't cause him to be a zav. And yet it uproots it.
Because of the lack of the missing a number. Not
this, so it doesn't matter. What do you see? What do you see? There's something out there in the world that cannot cause you, but yet it could uproot it. So Amalei, Li'i, you're right. Li'i, you're right. Hai nami goremhu. Right? What does that mean? Amalei, Li'i, you're right. Hai nami goremhu. It's true. Remember I just said a minute ago that one re'iyah will not make you into a zav? It's only half true. It's not true. It's really false. One will make you into a zav. Rashi points out, Ones nami. I'm sorry. Yeah. Ditnan. Let me just read a little bit. Ra re'iyah rishona. You see one re'iyah, both can also. What are you checking yourself out for? Shnia, both can also. Shlishit ain't both can also. So go back to Rashi. Rashi says, Ones nami gorim hu, lidei zov. She'im ra shtayim, if you saw twice, shelo ba'ones, not ba'ones, ushlishis ba'ones, this is Monday's daf, right? And the third one was ba'ones, mitzdar from the carbon. You bring a carbon. So what do you see from here? One can make you into a zov. Ditnan, shlishis ain't both can also. So one can make you into a zav, especially make you bring a carbon. So back to our question. Our question is, how could it be, it can't be that during Shiva Nikiyim, she has a lega that won't uproot her count. Why not? Because it can't cause her to be. What about zav? A zav can cause her to be. A zav can cause a zav to be, even one re'iyah. What about on Monday, if anybody remembers, that also was hardaf, that Rabbi Eliezer argued. Rabbi Eliezer said it took four re'iyahs, ba'ones, to make you into a zav. Because he learned that S. So, Ul Rabbi Eliezer, and of course, Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar who said, Af b'shlishi bokin oso, even if you have three times, you have to check yourself. Why? Because one will not make you into a zav. Hachanami. You're right. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you're right. Kivin de logarim, lo sasir. So, if it can't, If one re'iyah can't cause you to be a zav, it won't uproot. Amalei, L'Rebbe Eliezer, Hachanami. Yes, according to Eliezer, yes, you're right.
What's the difference between third or fourth? I don't get it.
Because the halacha is, by a woman, by a man, the zav has to be, it can't be ba'ones. Right? It can't be ba'ones. It has to be because you ate something, stimulated you, you thought about something, it stimulated you, you did exercise, stimulated you. It has to be from a stimulation. A woman, any reason. So what happens? You have one re'iyah. So you have to check yourself. Maybe, why did this happen? Did it happen because I was stimulated? Or I don't know why else it would happen, but okay. Now, what happens if you have a second time like that? Check yourself again. Third time. Now the Chacham say you don't have to check yourself. Why? You learn that a psukim, you turn into a woman. Just like a woman doesn't matter why, so too now it doesn't matter why. Rabbi Eliezer, no, a fourth time. A third time, we still don't. The fourth time you turn into a woman. Okay? So now, Tashma, let's try to bring a raya about Rabbi Eliezer. What does Rabbi Eliezer hold? Rabbi Eliezer holds that a re'iyah will not uproot a zav's count because it can never turn him into a zav. I learned it the fourth time. That's going to be the Gemara's question. Tashma, Rabbi Eleza Omer, af b'shlishis bodkinoso, even if he has a re'iyah for the third time, he also has to check himself. Maybe it was bones, but b'revi'is, once he has a re'iyah the fourth time, in bodkinoso. We don't check anymore. Why don't we check? Because now he turns into a woman. It's irrelevant. Right? My love, aren't we talking about listira? Aren't we talking to uproot? In other words, even Rabbi Eliezer would agree that one re'iyah, albeit the fourth one, can uproot. Someone says, lo, no, that's not what it is. L'tamuye lahi tipa b'masa. No, to make you now chayiv for tumas masa if you carry this tipa. Take your chayiv for that. Okay? What about the issue of seeing ba'ones? Right? It could be it won't uproot the count. Why won't it uproot the count? Because it can never cause it. So we still don't have a raya. Another try. Tashma, another try. B'shlishis, by the third time you have the re'iya, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Bodkinoso. You have to still check yourself. Why still check yourself? Because maybe it was an ones and you're not gonna be a zav. But b'revi'is, ain't Bodkinoso. You don't have to check yourself. You don't have to check. Why? Why don't you have to check yourself? Because you automatically become a zav. Why? Because when that upsuk him, you compare it to a woman. Then Rabbi Eliezer adds on the following words. L'karban amarti. I'm talking about a karban. V'lo l'stira. And I'm not talking about a stira. Okay? Why am I not talking about stira? Because it would uproot the count. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, right, a re'iyah during the Shiva Nikiyim will uproot the Yimei Svira, even though it cannot cause him to be a Zav, right? Now, that's not like Rava. That's not like Rava. Right? Rava said, not true. Rava said a woman that's having labor during her Shiva Nikiyim will remain in her Shiva Nikiyim. We just proved that Rabbi Eliezer can't hold like that. So Rava has the Chacham to hold like. Right? So the Gemara says, you're right. El Rabbi Eliezer, Tipsho, Dover, Hashina, Gorim, Sozer. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's obvious that something that cannot cause can still be Sozer. L'Rabbanon Mai. What about the Rabbanon? Okay? So we ask the question, we haven't answered it. Toshma, the Tani Avod Rabavin, Ma Gorim Lo Zovo, right? What causes a Zov to be Tamei, right? What causes him to be Tamei? Shiva, 7 days. He comes home for 7 days, right? Lefikach, therefore, Soser Shiva. Therefore, if he sees a Zav during his Yimei Sfira, it gets uprooted. Hashit. Ma garm lo kirio. What happens if a man becomes a Balkari? What happens to him? The answer is, Yom Echad. He becomes Tame for 1 day. Lefikach, therefore, if he's during a Shiva Nikiyim, and he becomes a Balkari, so Yom Echad. He gets pushed off 1 day. Right? Whatever causes you, that's what it uproots. My Shiva. What did we mean when we said Shiva? Ilema dimatame Shiva. Does it mean that he becomes Tame for 7 days? Then hai ma zovo tove shiva bile. Then that should have said that. How do you become Tame for 7 days? It said ma gormo shiva. 7. What does that mean? Elalav, doesn't it mean Dover Hagoreim Soser? Only something that can cause uproots. Dover Hagoreim ain't a Soser. What? Dover Sheena Goreim ain't a Soser. If it doesn't cause, it doesn't uproot. Shma Mina, that's a Raya. And by the way, Amar Abaya, Naktina, you can take this ruling home with you. Ain Koshi Soser Beziva. The labor bleeding will not uproot the Shiva Nikiyim. You hear this? V'i mishkachas tana de amar sozeru. And if you find someone who says it does, Rabbi Eliezer he. That's Rabbi Eliezer.
The Bai and Rav agree.
They agree. Right. They proved it.
What was the original argument
though? There's no argument. There was a question. Here's a question. What's the story? And he proved he's right. Right, he made a statement, he tried to back it up. According to Rabbi Eliezer, he couldn't back it up. According to the Chum, he was able to back it up. Okay? That was the first hard sugya of the daf. Now comes the harder one. Ready? Tanya.
Omar Abaye.
No, I said that already. Tanya. Rev Marinus Omer. Rev Marinus said, Ein Leda Sosa. Okay? What does that mean? Ein leida yoseres b'ziva.
Said it already.
What?
You just said it.
Correct. Right. Ein leida yoseres b'ziva. Iboyelahu. 1 second. Mahu shetale. Mahu shetale. Didn't Rava just resolve this question? The question is mahu shetale. So Rashi says... In Yalda Bezov. Oh, a different thing. I'm sorry, a different thing. Ain lady is Isha, a woman that was pregnant. It's a little bit of a different thing. Rava said, what did Rava just finish saying? That Leda will not break up your Shiva Nikiyam, right? Now he's saying, Ein Leda Soseres Beziva. Right? Yeah?
The total period of the child where the count was his own clean days, it was free of bleeding.
Say that again?
Does the Tumah period following childbirth count...
The Tumah period following childbirth.
...count towards a Zavah's clean days...
If there's no bleeding. It's okay, so look at Rashi. Im Yalda Bezov, if she had a baby Bezov, Ubimei Leidasa Lo Rasa, and during the later days, the first 7 days, she doesn't see any dam, Mao she Yala Lenekiyim V'lotet Starech Sefira Acharehen. Do they count toward the days? Good. Abaya Amar Einasel Seres. I'm sorry. Iboyelahu Mahu Shetala. So do they count toward the clean days? So Amar Abaya Amar Einasel Seres the Ein Taola. They don't break, but they don't count. Okay, that means let's say she is on day 4 of her Shiva Nikiyam. She's on day 4. She now has a baby. No bleeding. The bleeding of childbirth doesn't count anyway. And you know what? You know, most women bleed for a few days after they have a baby. This woman doesn't. She doesn't bleed. She's clean the whole time. She had a boy. So 7 days go by. Now, the night of the seventh day, since she didn't see any dam, she's already had Shiva Nikiyam. Right? So can she go to the mikveh that night now? Or, no. Once the 7 days are over, now she has to count day 5, 6, and 7. Right? Says Abaya. She doesn't have to count. She doesn't have to count. Yeah. It doesn't destroy her count of 7 days. But she has to count now 5, 6, and 7. So Abaya said, Eina Soseres. It doesn't break up the first 4 days. But Ve'eina Ola doesn't count. Rava Amar. Eina Soseres. Ve'ola does count. It does count. Amar Rava, Mana Aminala. How do I know this? The Tanya, because it learned in a brisa. The Achar Titar, and after all your tumah, you become tar. Achar Achar Lakula. After everything is all done, she learned to hate tumah of second spinayim. You can't have tumah break up a shiva nikiyim. How could that happen? Either the shiva nikiyim start over, or they don't start over. You can't break it up in the middle. Now, I Amar Bishlama Ola. If you tell me these days count, very good. Handalama of second tumah. The Tumah doesn't break it up. Ela'i Amrit Eina Ola. If these days don't count, then what's going to happen? We counted 4 Shiva Nikiyim. Now we're going to take a 7-day break. Then we're going to resume the count? No such thing like that. Afsik Le Leda. Leda interrupted it? No. Then you would have to start counting from 1. And that we know you don't have to do. obviously, it counts anyway. Rabbaya Amalach, what does the Rabbaya answer that? It's a good taina, right? So Rabbaya says, Shlote Tumat Ziva Mavsekes Bneiim. You can't have Tumat Ziva ever break up a count. In other words, you can't have a count, start counting, then there's Tumat Ziva, then they're going to resume counting. That's impossible. You can have a count, stop counting because of a baby, and then resume, that you can have. That's not a problem. Right? So every machlokas. Amar Rava, Mana Aminala, how do I know I'm right? The Tanya. It says, Mizova, Mizova. Velo, Minaga. That not from a taras. Let's say a woman gets, she's Catholic or Shiva Nikim, and she gets taras in the middle. Right? Or she's a Mitzora, whatever. So it depends, she's a Mitzora. Does that stop her from Catholic Shiva Nikim? No. Nothing to do with anything. It's an unrelated tumah. Right? Mizova, so too, Mizova, Velo, Mile Dasa. She becomes a Zava, and not childbirth will not ruin her count. She has to take a break. But it won't ruin the count. It can keep on going. I'm sorry. That's what Rava said. Rava says, no, it counts. It counts. Just like she's a Mitzora. It counts. So too, she had a baby. It also counts. As long as she didn't see any dam. Right? Am I making any sense? The Abaya Amalach. Abaya will say back, no. Tani Chada Mizova. Velo Minaga. In other words, Abaya is saying, the limud's not from the tzaraas. Rabbi is going to bring a separate pasuk that tells you that if a zava has tzaraas, she doesn't have to wait to become free of tzaraas. Once you have the limud about zava, then we'll throw in tzaraas as a side point. However, Rabbi Amalach, Tani Chada Mizava, we learned zava, velo Minaga, velo Titni, velo Miledasa. What does that mean? Tani Chada Zava. I'm sorry. Tani Chada Zava Velo Minega Velo Tisni Velo Miledasa. We never learned that. Ravi, you made up a limud. You made up a limud. We learned the thing about Negoyim. Sorry, I said it before, it's wrong. We learned the issue about Negoyim. That's a valid limud. You made up a drasha. The drasha, you made up a drasha. We don't wait for Negoyim. That's true. Now you made up a drasha. We don't wait for a baby also. You made that up, Rava. Rava, hi Mai, so what's going on with Rava? Iyamrit bishlam mizava malabuidita. It would make perfect sense to say that drasha is a valid drasha. Rava did not make it up. It's a valid drasha. The labor, the baby, if as long as there's no dam, it doesn't stop the count. I did the istrich leida, since we just made up this drasha from leida, tani nega atu leida. We throw in the goyim also. El iyamrit mizova velo miniga, but if you only learn the drasha of zav and not a woman who has tzaraas. I know that already. So the pasuk that Rava uses to teach his din that a leida will not stop the shiva nikiyim, that's a valid drasha, and this is a drasha to throw in the goyim also. I don't even need to do that. I know that din from somewhere else. Okay, the Abaya. And what does the Abaya say? No, I need two sources for the goyim. Therefore, Rava, your source to teach you that the leida doesn't stop the count is not available. I need two sources. One for a male zav who has tzaraas, and one for a female zava who has tzaraas. Abaya chad bezav, v'chad bezav v'tzrich. I need both. Di kasa rachmana bezav. Had I only had zav, mishum de lo matama ba'ones. A zav is not matama ba'ones. Avol zava de matama ba'ones, aim a low. I would say that she cannot count her Shiva Nikiyim when she's a Mitzora. Sricha, she can. Vi Kasa Rachmana Bezava, had I only had Zava, I would never know Zav. Mishom Zalom Matame Briyos Kibiyamim. Because a Zava is not Matame days like seeings. Aval Zav, but a Zav can be a Zava after one day. He has a Briyos at 7 o'clock in the morning, then lunchtime, then dinner time, he becomes a Zav. You don't have to wait 3 days for that. Aval zav matam berios kibiyamim. A zav matam a day, seeing like days. Aim a low. I would think what that you do not you that the fact that he's also matzora now will break up his count. After all, he's so machmir. Tzricha. Therefore, the pasuk says it. Therefore, I don't have a source to tell me that the counting stops. That the counting doesn't stop for pregnancy for leida. Amar Abaya. So manami in Allah. How do I know my din? That it does break the count. How do I know that? The Tanya, it says, Dovso Titma. Right? The pasuk is, it's a pasuk in Parshas Tazria. It's the first pasuk. Isha ki Tazria, v'yol bezachar, v'tam Hashem v'tamim, k'meni dasa, Dovso Titma. L'rabo says Baal, to include the husband. The husband becomes Tamei, right? If he has relations with a Nida. Dovso Titma, l'rabo says Halelos, to include the nights. What does it mean to include the nights? The nights are also Tamei. And Dovso Titma, l'rabos es yoledes bezov, to include a woman that is yoledes bezov, her count gets broken. Shetzricha, sheteshev, shivin nikiyim. She has to count 7 days. My lav, nikiyim mileda. Doesn't that mean nikiyim mileda? Therefore, what do you see? Says Abaya, I'm right. Says the Gemara, no, you're wrong. Lo, it means shivin nikiyim midam, from dam. After all, 99% of the time, when a woman has a baby, there will be dam. So she has to count shivin nikiyim from dam. Abaya, you tell me the pasuk is talking about that 1%? Oh, that's unlikely. Rabbi Abaya, mana aminallah. So how do I know I'm right? Another try. The Tanya, it says, kimeini dasa. It says in the pasuk, kimeini dasa. Kimeini dasa.
By the way, it's not so true anymore.
What? We're going to get to C-sections later in the week.
If the number of C-sections increase, the less it's enough.
Correct. So, achlokes, if a C-section even makes 7 and 14 days. We're going to get to that later in the week. So, it says in the pasuk, kime nidas dovso titma, which is a comparison to nida to zava. Ka kime nidasa, ka kime leidasa, I'm sorry, to childbirth. Ma yime nida ein ru'uyin leziva. The days of nida cannot be days of ziva. Why not? Because how can Shabbos be a Sunday? Shabbos can't be Sunday, right? You may need, there can't be, you may see, but there can't be. Vein Svira Shiva Ola Mehen, and 7 days can't go, they can't overlap. Ah, you may lay Dasa, She'ain Lerui and Leziva, so too, you may lay Dasa, that are not Roy for Ziva, Ain Svira Shiva Ola Mehen. The 7 days don't count. In other words, you can't have 7 clean days during you may lay Da. You can't have that. Okay. Just like you can't have a Shabbos on a Sunday.
But the question is, do you count from one again? Or do you continue the count?
What? That's fine. What? That's a different question. Rava said, you don't even have to break up the count. You don't even stop the count. Sabai said, that's impossible. Right? You can't have, just like you can't have Yimei Ziva and Yimei Nida at the same time. You can't have Yimei Ziva, Yimei Tahira, and Yimei Leda at the same time. It's impossible. Verava, what Rava say? Hamani, who's the author of that story? Rabbi Eliezer here, the Amar who says, Mr. Nami Stira. According to Rabbi Eliezer, right, you can have a situation. Not only, like we said in Amar Aleph, not only Leda, not only that it won't count for the 7 days, but it'll even be sozer the 7 days. Even Abaye didn't say that. Abaye didn't say it breaks it. Abaye just said that we don't continue it. We pause it. Rabbi Eliezer and Abaye said the whole thing is broken, right? So according to him, you're right. According to him, it would be true that the later days would get broken. That the later would break up the Shiva Nikiyam. Now, what that is...
He's right.
He's not right. I'll tell you why. What you're saying is, that a Shabbos could sometimes fall out on a Sunday. So what it doesn't say. It's an impossibility. It's a practical impossibility. So the Gemara asked, the Chidon and Efshir Mishnah. You're going to compare something possible to something impossible?
What's something impossible?
Huh? It's impossible for a woman to have Nida and Zava together. A woman can't have Nida and Zava at the same time. That's impossible. Because when you're a Nida, you can't be a Zava. When you're a Zava, you can't be a Nida. So therefore, I'm going to make a... But I can have during Zava.
That's impossible, too.
That's possible.
No, it's not.
Sure it is. No. A woman's a Zava.
Zavas.
Huh?
You don't know what Zavas.
for whatever it is. She's counting her Shiva Nikiyim. Can you have a baby during those 7 days? Yes. Can you be a Nida during those? That's impossible. It's impossible.
Nida is the problem.
But the Bakar, the Pasuk, talking about Nida. So we're comparing. Just like it can't be by Nida, so too it can't be by Zava and Leda. Says the Gemara. Because the Nida comes first. First you have 7 Nikiyim. You have 7, 11. How can the 7 and 11 ever be on the same time? It's impossible. Right? So how can Saturday be on a Sunday? It's impossible. So too, Leda during Shiva Nikiyim, also impossible. Well, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's possible. But the whole Makar is from something impossible. Can you learn something possible from something impossible? Says Rabbi Eliezer, yes. V'chidon an Efshem Ishi Efshem? Amr Bachdavai Bar Amir Belazahi, yes. Don Adav Efshem Ishi Efshem. You can, because the halacha is, Rashi reminds us, can you use Meiser Sheni for a carbon Pesach? Okay, can you use mice?
What does it have to do with this?
What? Can you use Meiser for Pesach Sheni? So the Gemara says, no, you cannot do that. Because in Mitzrayim, they didn't do that. When they brought the carbon Pesach in Mitzrayim, they didn't do that. So wait a minute, but in Mitzrayim, there's no din of Meiser. You're comparing EF shirt. So what? So you compare it. So some compare it.
Had it been there,
right? So if it would be possible for a Saturday to be a Sunday, if that would be possible, then this halach would make sense. So, right? So say if it would be possible that there's such a thing as Meiser in Mitzrayim, maybe they would have brought it, or maybe they wouldn't have brought it. So you can learn whatever you want. So you could compare Efsher from EFsher. Okay? Rav Sheisha Zamar, a different answer. What do you want from me? The pasuk made a hekesh. The pasuk made a hekesh of Yumei Leda to Yumei Ziva. It's not possible. You're not allowed to ask kasa on a hekesh. Emi Shiva on a hekesh. Ikad Yami Amr Bachvada Rami Amr Abshashis, Rablazar Hid Amr Don and Efshem Shi Efshar, Rapapa Al Karchach, Hekesh and Akasov. They just changed who said what. Okay? Okay, good? Okay, we have 4 minutes and I get to
not
the bottom.
The easy part.
Now comes the easy part. Ready? Kashasa Shloshi Yamim. What did the Mishnah say? If a woman had labor for 3 straight days, right? You do not become a Zav. You do not become a Zav from this later. These 3 days. You don't become a Zav. Why? Because we attribute it to what? To the pregnancy, to the birth. That's not because of Zava. So you see 3 days in a row coming out of your body. Normally you'd become a Zava. Since she's on the labor pains, she doesn't become a Zava. So Yibayelahu, Shasa Mizeh Umizeh Mahu. What if she stopped bleeding for a day and she stopped having pain for a day? You also hear that. She is in labor for 3 days. All of a sudden, for a day it was quiet. Right? Rav Chista Tameya, Rav Chista Amar Tameya. She becomes Tamei now. Right? Why? Because now that she paused, what do you see? That the blood had nothing to do with Leda. Therefore, she's a regular woman. Virav Chanina Amar, no, Tahora. She's still Tahar. Why? Because this is a little bit of a counterintuitive. Since she stopped having labor pains and she stopped bleeding, so what's pshat? Right? What's pshat? Since she stopped, obviously the dam is attributed to what? To the leda. Why would the dam stop? The dam stopped only because the tzar stopped. So therefore, it must be because of the leda. A little bit difficult one. Amar Rabbi Chanina, says Rabbi Chanina, l'mashal mahut, you know what it's like? L'mashal. L'melech shiyatzev v'chaliyatzev l'fanov. It's a guy, the king, who sends the army out in front of him. What's the army? The army is the labor pain. The baby's coming. B'yadua, shechayilotzev shal melechim. You know, these are the king's soldiers. Even if they take a stop off in the bar and they get drunk for a day, they're still coming. Just because this happened, the baby's still coming.
Yeah,
So, Rav Chista Amar, what do you mean? Kolshkein the boy nafish chaylos of tvei. What do you mean? The closer it comes, the more soldiers there are. In other words, just the opposite. The more the baby's coming out, there should be more pain. The fact that the pain stopped, obviously I'm right. Nan. She learned in a Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua Omar, Rabbi Yeshua said in our Mishnah, Lila v'yom. You have to stop for a night and a day. Kalili Shabbos v'yomo. Like Shabbos. A whole night and then a day. Shavsa min hatar. If you stop only from the tzar, v'lo min adam, and not from the dam. Taima, what's the reason for that? The min hatar v'lo min adam. Ha mizeh o mizeh, tahora. If you stop from both, it would be okay. Shuv d'Rav Chista, that's a kashan of Chista. No, lo mi boya mizeh o mizeh de temeya. Don't have to tell me that if she stopped from both, she's tamei. The pasuk lechayel zegarmi. The soldiers went away. Avol min atzar. If you stop from tzar, v'lo min adam, but not the dam. Ema, I would have said ki hechi dimidam lo pasuka. Really, she didn't stop. Umikoshi nami lo pasuka, and she also didn't stop from labor pains. Ha tun v'lo. It's some kind of tishtush. Somehow she's messed up. She doesn't want to have pain anymore. Of course you have pain. You've been having a baby. So some kind of problem over here. Kamash belong, we don't say that. Okay, one more minute. Tanan, we'll try again. Kashasa, if she had labor pains, shloshi yamim for 3 days in a row, besoch os acharasa yom during her 11 days, besoch some eighth lays, and then she paused for a day, v'yolda, she had a baby, hareze yolad is bezov. She had a baby, yolad is bezov. Now, hey chidami, what's the case? Ilam akidiktani, if what we just said is right, I'm only shalosh. Why do I need 3 days? Betray koshi, two with koshi, v'chad b'shofi sagi. And one not for koshi is also good. Why? Because we said it doesn't matter. We're going to say she's sick. Elahav hachikamer. Here's what it must be. Kashasa shlosha. She had pain for 3 days. V'safsa mizeo mizeh. And then it paused for a bit. Oh, or shekashasa shnayim. She had 2 days. V'safsa. And then meyes leis. And then it stopped for a day. Hareze yoledes bezov. Rabbi Chanina is wrong. Amalach Rabbi Chanina, lo, really, I'm right. I have a kamash on the afagaf the maschel koshi b'shlosha tafsa meyes leis tameya. Why is she tamei? She's tamei. Lafuke Rabbi Chanina to go against Rabbi Chanina, the brother of Yeshua, who said that the leida has to be a 24-hour period starting at night like Shabbos. All right. So I know we rush at the end to get finish it. They have a machlokas like that. The machlokas is not resolved. Up to a tudas. Now we start fresh. All right. Everyone have a good day. We'll resume here tomorrow by the tudas.
Isn't tzivah by definition something that follows after?
Yes.
So why do we know about? Okay. So why they only saying that?